Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. This podcast is about the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wanted to let you know that The Word in Me is now on podbean.com. I've sent many of you emails as well as text messages on how to download your app to your phone and also how to go on to the site itself and locate us and listen to the podcast from there. As of October the 10th, I will no longer send them directly to your phone, so you'll be able to go online at any time on podbean.com under the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. That's how you can search us. And also, I've sent, like I said, the actual website directly to your phone or to your email, and how to download your app to your phone so you can listen to The Word in Me at any time. So I just wanted to remind you of that. Today we are going to talk about Matthew 5 and 7, the merciful. But first we will begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you for what you are doing in our lives. I thank you for being such a wonderful God. I thank you that you are the only one and true God, and that we know you, and your name is Jesus Christ. I love you, and may you bless us on today by opening up your word to us. Hide it in our hearts so we may not sin against you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Matthew 5 and 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." The merciful, those that are forgiving, those that are compassionate, forbearing, bearing one another up, the tenderhearted, the patient, those are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Jesus has given us mercy by the shedding of his blood. So we are to be merciful to others, to be compassionate and patient with other people. Let's go to Psalms 41 and 1. Psalms 41 and 1 says, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor." The word poor there is those that are helpless and powerless. And it says, "The Lord will deliver him," that person that considers the poor, "in time of trouble." So when you are merciful, when it comes time for you to receive mercy, you have mercy in the bank to draw from. And it is important that we are merciful one towards another, that we are kind-hearted. You know, the word tender-hearted is, I love the word tenderhearted because I love when people are tender towards one another, that they consider that they themselves either have been there or may be there, and they want to receive that same kind of treatment if they fall into those kind of situations. Let's go to Exodus 23 and 9. Exodus 23 and 9 is when the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt, and the laws were being laid down, laws in human relations, things that they do or not do. And in chapter 23, the judgments were happening. There is a lot of thou shalt not do. So in Exodus 23 and 9, let's read that. It says, "Also, thou shalt not oppress a stranger, a sojourner, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt." It is saying, do not oppress a stranger, a sojourner, one that is having a temporary stay, one that is having a brief stay, and one that is passing through. And we can look at that in a way like this. Those that are in a temporary state of being, have compassion on them. This is including children, children that are not quite mature yet, those that are still struggling, that teenager that still seems like he or she is not getting it. Oh my goodness, when are they going to grow up? When are they going to understand that they can't do this? And when are they going to understand the repercussions or the consequences of this action? Well, you know what? We were once there too. We were once in that same spot, and our parents were having the same thoughts about us and saying the same prayers. Lord, help them to come out of that. We are to have compassion and be tenderhearted towards that. I'm not saying to tolerate disrespect and outright bad behavior, but what I am saying is be merciful. Be merciful towards that person. Also, those that maybe are on a job, they're not learning fast enough. They're not getting it. We ought to have mercy on that person because we were once new. Those in a marriage, a spouse. Oh, I've told Jim 15 times to go ahead and pick up his shirt. Well, you know what? Jim is also tolerating something from you. So it's being merciful. Is being patient, kind-hearted. We are to have that. Same thing with education. Those that teach. You know, there are teachers that can get a message across, and then there are teachers where they teach something and they are just not patient, and they're just at the board writing hard with the chalk and you know, crucifying the board with anger because they are like, children, don't you get it? Or class, don't you understand? Well, you know what? Have some patience. Be merciful. Be kind. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2. Let's look at that. Ephesians 4 and 2 says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, bearing one another up in love, showing love. And even in Jude, which is one of my favorite books, is very short, but it's such an awesome book. In Jude, starting with verse number 21, it says, keep yourselves in love, in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So we are displaying mercy for the mercy that we are receiving. We are receiving new mercies every day by Christ. And if it wasn't for the mercy and the grace of God, no man should stand. So we are receiving mercy. And so it says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a distinction, and others saving with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. It's saying to us Christians, to those that are not in the faith or are struggling with the faith, have compassion on them. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. That fear is the reverence for God. And that fear is also having that urgency to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we don't know when people are leaving here. We are to have mercy on them and tell them about the goodness and the grace of God, that they too can be saved. That's the mercy of God. Being an ambassador for Christ, being a representative, showing the mercy of God, showing the compassion for God, telling them about the forgiveness of God. That is being merciful. So it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I'm going to stop right there. And tomorrow we are going to discuss the pure in heart. May you be blessed on today. Join us on The Word and Me tomorrow. God bless.